Welcome back, everybody. It's time for another midweek mini. I'm your host, Mary Ellen, and I am here with Joanna. We have lots of good news, points and miles news to bring you.
Well,
and
do then we have good news?
Well, I guess it's not good news, but we do have news, everybody.
I'm sorry.
Whether it's good or bad is debatable, mainly bad. But we do have some exciting things to share about the power of your points and what we were able to book recently that you could look for down the line for yourself as well.
And if you really feel like being like us and just jumping on something day of as you are hearing this recording, you technically could still take advantage of this. Maybe not to the same destination, depending on your dates, but definitely somewhere with this deal and with this transfer bonus because it ends on October 31st. Now, we have seen things end early. Don't forget Mary Ellen's cautionary tale.
I'm still traumatized, okay? I have PTSD. We will get into this in a minute. It involves a transfer bonus, and sometimes, and we have seen it actually a lot lately, not just with transfer bonuses, but with other deals where the bank says that something is going to end on a certain date. And notoriously, I've seen Chase do it, I've seen Amex do it, where they end whatever it is they're talking about a day or two early. So
yep.
Do not wait to the last minute is going to be the moral of that story. But first, Joanna, let's hop into some news, a little news roundup for the weekend points and miles.
Let's do it. And all three pieces of news are bum, bum, bum. That's how I feel.
I know. I know this first one is something that you actually took advantage of a lot. This is especially important for all the T-Mobile customers out there.
Yeah. And speaking of T-Mobile customers, I know that our friend of the pod, Joy, literally just switched over to T-Mobile. And one of the reasons was for this exclusively, to be able to get an auto pay discount while still paying with a credit card, because T-Mobile had this fantastic loophole where if you set up auto pay and then you went in a little early, you could pay with a credit card. I have heard that AT&T and Verizon both disallow this, but T-Mobile was still allowing it and they have decided to close the loophole. Apparently it closed as of October 24th. I have not gotten to test this because I had already just paid my bill. So once the new bill generates, I am going to just try and see what happens. But even I was actually at a T-Mobile store today working on figuring out some phone stuff. And somehow this came up and I mentioned it to the guy and he was like, wait, what? Like the T-Mobile employee had no idea. He's like, I tell people to do this all the time. I'm like, if you want to use your credit card, just set up auto pay and then go in and pay with your credit card. I didn't know that was going away. So it seems like it hasn't been super publicized, but man, is it sad.
Yeah, maybe it's one of those things. If enough people are upset about it or sad, maybe enough pressure will have them bring it back. We'll hold out hope for you T-Mobile folks out there.
Seriously. I don't know. The people should speak up on the internet. Tag T-Mobile in all of your angry posts. It's probably not going to happen. But I would say, ultimately, I would probably still use a credit card versus saving $10 a month. Is that crazy?
You know, it depends. If it's
5X
a sign-up bonus.
Chase points.
Yeah, if you're trying to reach a sign-up bonus or you have some kind of offer that makes it worth it, you know, it depends. You got to do the math sometimes to see if the fee makes a big enough difference or if you're going to get so much value from your points that it works. Another loophole that I really liked closed recently as well. Date's kind of unknown, but data points started coming out that somewhere along in the last several months, Chase, there used to be a loophole at Walmart. If you had Walmart Plus, you could log into the app, you scan and go to pay, and it would code as online groceries for the Chase Sapphire Preferred. And so you would get 3 times the points on everything at Walmart. I'm talking, it didn't matter if you just had groceries in your cart. You could have all kinds of stuff in your cart,
vacuum
and you would
cleaner.
Get 3 times the points. Oh, it was awesome. It was a really great loophole, but apparently that has now closed. I made several reels about it. I actually just had someone comment on the reel because they were Googling it, hoping it was still true, found my reel, and I had to say, sadly, no, they have now closed that loophole.
It hurts my heart. My Walmart Plus expired a while ago, so I haven't even tried and didn't really realize this was a thing. But it is very, very sad for those regular Walmart Plus people who loved their Scan and Go loophole. This third piece of news makes me really sad because I have specifically been wanting the second of these two cards because recently some very cheap Wyndham all-inclusives have come on my radar, and I was thinking, I would go somewhere kind of less popular in Mexico to do an all-inclusive for a 15,000 point per night stay at Wyndham, and I would probably transfer those from Capital One. And so I was thinking, how can I get more Capital One miles? I would probably be opening the Venture X since I already have the Venture. But alas, it will be a while before I can do such a thing because they have done something very sneaky.
Yes. So it used to be great with Capital One because you could open both a Venture card and a Venture X card and earn the welcome offer on both of them. Now, their approvals can be tricky. So, you know, maybe it wasn't always possible. I even tried one time, and even though I had a Venture X, I got declined for the Venture because of their tricky signup rules. But it was possible to earn both welcome offers. Now, you can earn them both, but there has to be 48 months between your welcome offers, 4 years. So that is very disappointing. And that just popped up out of nowhere. I mean, we did not see this coming.
No announcement either. It just snuck up randomly in the language of the terms and conditions. It wasn't there. Then somebody noticed, that wasn't there before, and it is there now, and it really does make things tricky and sad. But this is why we're constantly pivoting, constantly learning, and we try to keep you up to date with all of the latest in the points and miles world so you can understand the rules and make sure you're maximizing your points for your travel.
Yeah, let's talk about something exciting now. Let's talk about how we did maximize
our
points for our travel. And this is a really exciting one. It's exciting because it has to do with, for me anyway, Rakuten, which we talked about at the Travel More conference. We talked about how valuable it is to maximize your shopping portals, how you shouldn't sleep on them. Pay attention. You're about to do online shopping for the holidays. I know you are. If you're listening to a podcast, you are tech savvy enough that I know you're going to be doing online shopping for the holidays. Make sure you are using a shopping portal. And this is why, Joanna, tell everyone what we are doing in January.
Okay. We are going somewhere that we will reveal at the end of the story for my 35th birthday. And we are going in business class. It will be my first business class redemption. And the way that this whole thing started was I woke up and saw an Instagram reel saying, hello, hi, everybody. Flying Blue is having this great sale where a bunch of their business class seats to various destinations all over Europe are on sale for 45,000 points from your neck of the woods, Washington, D.C., to a whole bunch, literally dozens of destinations in Europe, random dates scattered around for the next. I was seeing them out as far as April. So I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And then the video continued on to say, and there's a transfer bonus from American Express right now. So for 38,000 points, you could literally have a business class seat over to Europe. So naturally, the very first thing I do is check some of the cities and then a few of the dates. And then I texted Mary Ellen here and I was like, oh, hey, Paris in January?
Yes, please. Without hesitation, I said, absolutely, I blindly agree. I don't care what we're doing, where we're staying. I will fly with you in business class to Paris in January.
Well, we've been kicking an idea kind of like this around for a while because we would like to talk more about long weekends overseas. Because I think a lot of people think you got to have a lot of time off work and you shouldn't be going to Europe unless you're doing at least a week or more. And we really want to highlight that that is not necessarily the case. You can maximize your PTO and your long weekends and do a really extraordinary European adventure. Will you be tired when you come back? Yeah, of course you will. Of course you will. But who cares? You can sleep in your bed.
Yeah, so, the endorphins will be will be fueled with them to keep going.
Absolutely. So, of course, both of us had to, you know, check our schedules, check our husbands, check our kids, check all the things. And by the time all was said and done, there were not any longer two seats to Paris on the day that we could go.
But it's okay. Don't feel sad, everyone.
I was a little bit sad. I have
we
to be
didn't
honest.
Give up.
We did not.
Yes, it was a little sad. But like you said, there were so many options. So we were determined.
Yeah. I mean, we went as far as starting to look at like maybe we're going to Rome. I don't know. That gets into the territory because this is a deal through Flying Blue, where if you're going all the way to Rome, you're stopping in either Paris with Air France or Amsterdam with KLM. And then you have a layover, then you have to continue on. And that's not really the kind of travel day I think you want when you have such limited time. So ultimately, tell everyone what we ended up deciding.
Yes. Well, we found an opportunity to go to Austria.
I just got chills.
Which I know, the sound of music, the hills are alive. And we thought, well, Austria sounds delightful. And we start, you know, searching Austria and looking at all the things. And it looks charming. It looks cold, but that's cool. We can wear cute scarves and hats, and we can deal with the cold. Joanna famously chose to go to Minnesota in January, so she's obviously okay with the cold.
I sure am. I will go all of the places in the off season. And also, by the way, Vienna, Austria has one of the largest outdoor ice skating rinks in the world that's only open January through March. So obviously, this is the perfect time to go.
I assume you can ice skate. I don't know. We didn't really discuss that. We were like, oh, that looks cool. Are you an ice skater?
Oh, I could definitely. I'm a great ice skater. Can you ice skate?
Oh, exciting. I can ice skate.
Oh, okay, great. Good. Yeah, I guess
listen to this. My parents were so sweet. I grew up in South Carolina, everybody. You guys, if you've been listening to the podcast, you know this. Don't have a lot of ice skating rinks in South Carolina. But being the young child of the late 80s and 90s that I was and watching Winter Olympics, I wanted to be Christy Yamaguchi. And so my parents allowed me to sign up for ice skating lessons in a town an hour away from our home. And there was a period of time, not very long, but there was a period of many months where they drove me an hour away to ice skating lessons so that I could live my Christy Yamaguchi Olympic dreams.
Okay. 2 hours round trip for a lesson?
Oh, yes. Wow. That was very sweet. Weren't they the best? I had great parents. I have great parents. They're still with me, very thankfully.
They are the best. That's amazing. Well, okay, I'm just over here like an amateur who just really enjoyed ice skating and had a 16th birthday party at an ice skating rink. So I don't think I am going to look very impressive next to you and your lessons.
Well, no, I'm not doing any jumps over here. No triple backflips or anything. But
do people do backflips on ice?
The good people do.
Oh, I can't say that. I've seen that
not
before.
Not three of them. Okay, triple axel. We'll go with that. But they do backflips. I have seen it happen.
Okay. Well, that's terrifying. We're so excited about this. Look, this is another thing, and then we're going to do a whole episode, obviously. But I am a big, big proponent of doing things in off-season. I think that you always find really unique, magical experiences to have when you're going at the time that's not super popular. People avoid it for a reason, but it's also a great time to find a deal. The crowds are lower. You're seeing things in a totally different state. I think seeing everything magical and the mountains frosted with snow is going to be beautiful. I think seeing the town that the movie Frozen was modeled after in the snow is going to be kind of epic. So I don't know. I'm pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I am too. There's a couple other things I really love about this. I love that we, so in August, on August the 7th, I got my deposit from Rakuten of Amex membership rewards points. This, for this flight in business class from DC to Austria, booked with Flying Blue, I had to transfer, thanks to the 20% transfer bonus that American Express had at the time, does still have for a couple days if you are listening to this immediately when it comes out, 20% transfer bonus. I only had to send 38,000 Amex membership rewards points over to Flying Blue to book this. In August, on the 7th, I was deposited 45,000 points from Rakuten. So these are not points that I had to sign up for a new credit card and earn a welcome, you know, offer to pay for this flight. This was just my regular shopping. And then on the way back, we're flying economy because we are budget-friendly folks over here.
Yes, we are.
The total of all this, for me, I only had to spend 54,000 points, Amex membership rewards points. And again, 45,000 they sent me in August. Back to May, they sent me 11,000. That's it. The May and the August checks from Rakuten from this year covered the round trip price of this flight, aside from the taxes and fees, of course. So I really love that I was able to earn all the points just by doing a smart shopping portal. These are things I would have bought anyway and got nothing for it, you know, except for maybe my regular credit card multiplier, if I hadn't just gone the extra step to click through Rakuten. It is literally that easy shopping through Rakuten. You know, here and there, make sure you don't use an extra coupon code. I mean, there are a couple funny things with Rakuten, but it's really very easy. And I love when I can see the payoff of, wow, just got me round trip ticket to Austria, half of that in business class. The other thing I really love about this trip and about how wise it is, I think, with spending these points is, yes, we splurged for business class on the way there because it's an overnight flight. We're going to be sleeping, and then it's a short trip. It's a weekend. We want to hit the ground running. We want to be on that skating rink doing our triple axles by, you know, early afternoon. So we need to sleep on the way there. So we splurge for business class overnight on the way there, so we have lie-flat seats. On the way back, it's a daytime flight. Whatever. It's not overnight. We can be in economy and watch the little TV screen for, you know, however many hours. So if you're choosing and you're being budget friendly and you can't do business class both directions or don't want to splurge both directions, splurge on the way there. The way back from Europe when it's a daytime flight, then that's when you choose to do economy. So we really tried to think, how can we do the fun thing? Because it's Joanna's 35th birthday. So of course we want to splurge and do business class, but still be responsible with our points. We have families. We like to stretch our points further. So yeah, let's do economy on the way back.
Yeah, I absolutely love this. And to take this a little bit further with the Rakuten piece, I looked at my deposit from the 7th as well. It was 60,920 points. So fully covered. And I want everybody to remember that if we were taking the cash back from Rakuten instead of the points, that would be $609. Let's also talk about the value that American Express assigns to their points. When I got on Amazon today, it asked me if I wanted to spend my American Express membership points in Amazon. It told me my 136,000 points were worth $952. After we combined the cost of our business class flight and the cost of our economy flight home, with our 54,000 points, we got $6,939 in value. If we were spending these points on Amazon, or if we were taking cash back from Rakuten instead of the points, the value would be not even in the same universe.
No.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. It's like, crazy.
It doesn't feel real. In no universe would I ever pay $6,220 for a flight. No universe. And we paid $270 in taxes and fees for the way there for that business class flight, we paid about $200 for the economy, which is like a little bit annoying, you know, that it's like that close
for sure
in price. But the points were astronomically different. So still almost $7,000 in combined flights. And we paid around $470 out of pocket. And then a stack of points somehow valued around $600. But we cashed them in for over $6,000. I can't.
The power of points. The power of points. This is why you are listening to this podcast. This is why you do this hobby. Because there is such value to be had here. This is not silly. This is not, you know, a waste of time to click through a shopping portal. Mm-mm. This is massive. This can get you true, true value. And we hope that it does. If you have not signed up with Rakuten, we do have a link in our show notes. We would appreciate the referral. We don't get a lot of referrals right now. We don't have affiliate links at the moment for credit cards. So all you ever get at the moment is our personal referrals for whatever we're sharing with you. It's because we have it ourselves and it is our personal referral.
Yeah. And we just tend to drop both of everything in the show notes, and you don't hurt our feelings when you use one or another. Maybe you use one of ours one time for one thing and you click the other one for the other thing. Maybe you hate one of us and like the other one. And then you just use that person's referral all the time. It's okay. Either way, it gets back to the podcast. It gets back to us and all of our hard work. And we really, really appreciate it because, man, do we put a lot of work in for you guys. That is why we got home from long days of work and immediately ran into this room and hopped in here to make this recording for you.
But we're also super excited to share this with you because it is exciting. We want to hear your redemptions too. We have seen a couple of really great posts lately in our Facebook group of people sharing the ways that they redeemed points. There's a great one about a trip to Hawaii, Japan. Please share with us if you have something cool planned, if you were able to make a great redemption thanks to your Rakuten points or any kind of points and miles. We would love for you to share it in the Facebook group. We want that to be a place where we're all sharing our great ideas and the things we cashed in so that it inspires everyone.
Absolutely. And you can find the link to the Facebook group also in the show notes where all of our other links are found. So we were so excited to share this story with you. We're sorry that all of the news at the beginning was sad. Hopefully by next week, we'll have some better news, more exciting news. And just keep your eyes on this podcast, guys, because there are some really, really fun things in the works that we can't talk about yet, but we are so excited about.
Coming soon, everybody.
Coming soon.
Be on the edge of your seats.
All right, guys. We will see you next Monday. Thank you, as always, for joining us, and we will chat soon.
Bye, everybody.
If you enjoyed this show today, please consider writing us a review or clicking 5 stars wherever you listen to your podcasts. And please subscribe and follow along so that you never miss an episode.
You can follow the podcast on Instagram or YouTube at Wonderland on Points Podcast. You can find me on Instagram at Family Travel for the Win with the number 4.
And you can find me on Instagram at Points to Wonderland.
If you're thinking about getting a new travel rewards credit card, consider using the links in our show notes. Using our links helps to support us and keep our podcast going so we can provide you with all the latest tips and tricks when it comes to traveling on points.
And if you aren't sure which card is right for you, shoot us an email at wonderlandonpoints@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will see you here next time.